Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio program. We go back to the well one more time. We re-examine the story of stories in Major League Baseball, the crackdown on Sticky Icky on the balls. Well, Tyler Glasnow of Tampa Bay, who's currently hurt, had a media meltdown about the crackdown on pitchers cheating. He admitted he's cheated and then got upset, claimed that baseball is why he got injured, the changing of the rules. We take a look at that story from all sides. That and more. It's coming your way right now in hour number four. It's just the way of life. Let it go. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we keep the VU meter moving coast to coast, border to border, and beyond the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the sweatshop. That's right. Slaving over a hot microphone here at the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Hope all is well with you. And our lead this hour comes from Hardball. Time for our obligatory Maller monologue on Major League Baseball's plan to crack down on pitchers using foreign substances. This is an interesting story that has taken a nice little twist. Now, we have a new actor who has decided to enter the stage. Tyler Glasnow is his name, and starting pitching is his game. He is a pitcher for the defending American League champion, Tampa Bay Rays, a team that lost to who in the World Series? Oh, that's right, the Dodgers in the World Series last year. But Glasnow is considered one of the better, younger pitchers in baseball, although he's been around for a few years now. So typically, we would ignore a guy that plays for the Tampa Bay Rays. Why would we do that? This is a national show. Why we do broadcasting, not narrowcasting. You would not feature Tyler Glasnow in a normal situation. He would have to do something amazing to reach that level. Glasnow, who originally started with the Pirates, he's been around the big leagues for 6 or 7 years now, something along those lines. And the reason this is such a good story is my boss likes to say, play the hits, my man, play the hits. I'm going to play the hits. This is Audio Gold. Audio Gold from Tyler Glasnow, who bellyached, complained, whined because of the pending adjudication of pitchers in baseball, and they are going to be in trouble. They're going to be in some trouble. We told you in a previous episode, I think if you pay attention, if you're familiar with the story, the punishment's going to start in a few days. Next week, the punishment will be handed down if pitchers are caught cheating. So we actually have the audio on this. We're going to play some of the sound of Tyler Glasnow. And why don't we do that right now? As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. Now, this is gold. And you know it's gold if we're going to bring it up here and feature it. So among the other things, Tyler Glasnow said, this is amazing, he said you have to cheat. He said you have to cheat if you're a pitcher in baseball. And just to prove I'm not lying, here he is.
I have used sticky stuff before. It's ridiculous that, like, it seems like this whole public perception of, like, oh, just like select few people. Like, your favorite pitcher probably 50 years ago was using something too. Like, if you felt these balls, how inconsistent they were, like, you have to use something. So in the past, my substance of choice is sunscreen and rosin. Like, just nothing egregious, something to where I can get a grip on the ball so it doesn't feel dusty.
Yeah. You hate when the balls feel dusty. It's a problem. They feel like Dusty Baker. It's a big problem. All right, anyway, here's some more from Glasnow. Now, he believes he got hurt. Glasnow, he's out likely for the rest of the season. Maybe he can come back if Tampa makes the postseason. But Glasnow claims that a doctor advised him that this is going to affect injuries in baseball.
Two starts ago against the Nationals, I went cold turkey, nothing.
Cold turkey?
And before that start, I remember when all this stuff came out, I was talking to people and talking to doctors, and they were like, the thing that maybe MLB doesn't realize or that players don't realize is, like, what is the injury, like, what is the prevention of, like, maybe it'll add to injuries. And in my mind, I was like, that sounds dumb. That sounds like an excuse a player would use to make sure he can use sticky stuff. But I threw to the Nationals with nothing. I don't use sticky stuff. I don't use spider tack. I don't need more spin. I have huge hands. I spin the ball fine. I want grip. I did well against the Nationals, probably one of the best starts I had all year. I woke up the next day and was like, I am sore in places that I didn't even know I had muscles in. Like, I felt completely different.
Yeah, he felt completely different. All right, here's more from Tyler Glasnow. Now, you heard him say, you know, the doctors advised him and all that stuff. Well, he then later on in this rant, and this is like a 5-minute rant that he went on. Here's Glasnow saying that he does believe that the fact that baseball started to take this away and told pitchers to stop using it, that is why he got hurt.
Whether you want us to not use sticky stuff or not is fine. Fine. Do it in the off season. Give us a chance to adjust to it. But I just threw 80-something, 70-whatever innings, and then you just told me I can't use anything in the middle of the year. I had to change everything I've been doing the entire season. Everything out of the window. I have to start doing something completely new. And then I'm telling you, I truly believe that's why I got hurt. Me throwing 100 and being 6'7 is why I got hurt, but that contributed. And so I'm just frustrated that, like, they don't understand how hard it is to pitch one, but to tell us to do something completely different in the middle of a season is insane. I just don't – it's ridiculous. There has to be some give and take here. You can't just take away everything and not add something.
But wait, there's more. Tyler Glasnow of the Rays then just said, you know what, baseball's crazy.
Like, I understand you need to take an aggressive approach here, but, like, I just think people are going about it all wrong. And I'm sitting here, my lifelong dream, I want to go out and win a Cy Young. I want to be an all-star. And then now it's all shit on. Because, now it's over. And now I have to try and rehab to come back in the playoffs. So I'm clearly frustrated. It's just, I think there needs to be a lot more. People need to figure this out. You can't just tell us to use nothing. It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. You're crazy.
I'm risking my life.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. All right, so a lot to break apart on this one. The question as we discuss here is, are you buying the product that Tyler Glasnow is selling? I'm not. I'm giving this side eye. I'm giving this one side eye. I got the Ouija board, smoked sausage, and water filtration system. And we will combine all of these things together, and we're going to make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush, and we actually have a listener letter we'll get to at some point later in the hour. Anyway, to lead off, Tyler Glasnow, I want to be very clear. I want to be fair. He embarrassed himself is what he did with this rant. He did. Bad job by him. Now, I actually have mixed emotions. It sounded terrible, but it's great for the show. Right? We pretty much live for these type of stories when the athlete goes on the rant or the coach goes on the rant or the media guy goes on the rant where we're here. And so we thank him on one side of the aisle for saying what he said. We also wonder on the other side, does he realize how silly this sounds and how it looks to the average consumer of baseball? And Glasnow was essentially ranting and whining that, hey, I was cheating, and now they're telling me I can't cheat, so I stopped cheating, and now I got hurt. It's your fault. What a Mama Luke. Now, Glasnow, flying off the handle here, blaming baseball for his personal problems, claiming that he didn't really do anything wrong. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing it. Bemoaning the fact that baseball is attempting to put the kibosh on the sticky stuff, the sticky icky of the ball. This sounds like the outrage of pampered toddlers denied a toy at nap time. That's what it sounds like. And so Tyler Glasnow was having a pity party. We actually know what music to get for the pity party. We need to pull out the Ouija board and get in touch with the Austrian composer Johann Strauss. And we bring him in, and he can play the world's smallest violin for Tyler Glasnow, like a really small violin. He's 100% convinced that the fact he couldn't cheat anymore contributed to getting hurt. Now, remember, I learned this years ago, but correlation does not equal causation. It does not. You cannot assume a cause and effect relationship based from that alone. It's known as jumping to conclusions is the way that is described. And my heart bleeds. My heart bleeds for this poor pitcher being held down by the man, by the bureaucracy of baseball. It reminds me of NBA players who are convinced that load management, if they play few too many minutes, they're going to get hurt. Glasnow had to change the way he pitches because he had been cheating. He could no longer cheat, and he's now blaming baseball. All right, wonderful. Now, furthermore, sound of him as he went back to his locker. Yeah. So Glasnow, this idea that Major League Baseball moved the goalpost in the middle of the field goal attempt, that is a Liberty Valant situation, right? When you look at the big picture here, when the legend becomes the fact, you go with the legend, right? This is Liberty Balance, the old movie from Hollywood we bring up a lot on this show. And
never heard of them.
This is a talking point of the union, the Major League Baseball union. This is their talking point. The problem that I have is it's not true. It's not a fact. Now, I'm certainly the last guy in sports radio that is here to defend Rob Manfred. He allowed a team to cheat to beat the team that I like to win the World Series. Didn't punish them at all. Did nothing. Nothing at all. So I'm not going to sit here behind the microphones and say, well, Rob Manfred, I'm going to defend him. He's a weasel. He's an Ivy League educated labor lawyer who's benefited from the Peter Principle. Is it baseball so long they eventually gave
you
him...
You will weasel!
You know how the Peter Principle works. You go your highest level of incompetence and you stay there. And that's Rob Manfred in a nutshell. But to be fair, right, nobody, not Tyler Glasnow, not Trevor Bauer, not Garrett Cole, nobody was blindsided by this. We're talking about smoked sausage, right? As in baloney or phony baloney in this case, because Major League Baseball started toying with plans to crack down on this mumbo jumbo at the end of last year. And then when spring training got going in March, they went back and said, hey, we're going to stop the nonsense. It's not like they kept it hush-hush, and all of a sudden they decided to enforce the rule. I'm a dopey overnight guy, and I am fully aware that this has been the plan of baseball, that they allowed the pitchers time to figure out how to pitch without using the sticky icky on the ball. And that was back in spring training. Back in spring training, openly talking about diffusing the situation. The players were given using even if you say last year they ignored it. Okay. Okay. 3.5 months, if you say the clock started in March. 3.5 months to change your nefarious ways. And how much notice do you need? It's not enough. These pitchers were given fair warning. That's my point here. And the union's like, well, it's not right. You know, baseball just did this midstream. No, they told you they were going to do it. If anything, they were more than kind to tell you to stop doing it and give you 3.5 months to figure out not to do it. And then they didn't. And so now they're going to enforce it. That's the way I look at it. You say, the baseball's like, listen, you're cheating. Stop it. Knock it off. And we'll give you a couple months. And if you stop, then we won't enforce it. You didn't stop, so we're going to enforce it. Essentially, it was a game of chicken. The union, the players thought they wouldn't enforce it. They're going to enforce it. And so that's why we're here. All right, last thing here. So we used our super secret decoder ring on this one. And under the Mallard Rosetta Stone, the Mallard Rosetta Stone where the light is bright and flashing in my face, the Rosetta Stone there, Tyler Glass now is implying that he's a baseline pitcher. Without the use of foreign substances, and I don't know when he started cheating. I know with the Pirates, he was just another guy. He wasn't anything special. He got to Tampa Bay, and his ERA in Pittsburgh was almost 6. His ERA with the Rays is 3. So he might have learned something there in Tampa. They might have given him the proper mix to put on the balls, and it worked out. But that's how it sounds, right? Using my Mallard Rosetta Stone, it sounds like, hey, I'm just not that good without using foreign substances. I'm not good enough unless I'm cheating. The defense that he didn't use suntan lotion and rosin to increase spin rate, but only to get a better grip on the ball is a gigantic reach. You know what it sounds like to me? My BS detector was not wrong. It's not malfunctioning. It reminds me of the boom days doing sports radio in the steroid years when that story was unraveling in baseball. And I remember there were players and people around baseball that were saying, well, you know, so-and-so's, he's doing the steroids, but he's not doing it to hit those tape measure upper decker home runs. No, no, no. He's doing it to recover from workouts. You know, those workouts are very intense, and that's why he's doing it. That's essentially, it sounds a similar version of what Tyler Glass now says. Like, well, you know, I'm not doing it to increase my spin rate and then win and be better. I'm really just doing it because, you know, I'm trying to get a better grip. Apparently the baseball is impossible to throw if you believe these pitchers. Wink, wink, nod, nod, without that. Now, I am a person on this side that says, well, wait a minute. I think a professional pitcher is able to throw a ball without and be somewhat successful without using spider tack and all this stuff. They have rosin. That should be enough. Rosin's allowed. And they started adding more and more stuff, and it's just gunk on gunk on gunk putting on the balls. And you know, these guys want to be able to handle the baseball like a yo-yo. That's my sound of a yo-yo. It's real hardship unless it's not. And so they have the rosin bag. That's enough, right? Everyone will be using the same equipment, so that's fine. Now, in closing, what's going on with the water filtration system with the Rays? Last year, we had a then-Tampa pitcher, Blake Snell, saying, bro, I'm risking my life! Which was not true. We're happy to report no Major League Baseball players died of COVID.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Yeah.
I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Yeah.
If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid.
Yeah, that's a Padre.
San Diego Padre,
that's
yeah.
That's right. Enjoy that, San Diego. That's your guy on a Twitch stream playing video games right there. That's your hero, Padre fans. Anyway, Tyler Glass now. Now he's here. He needs a call 911 for the Wambulance to come pick his ass up because he's all upset. It's apparently it's required to be infantile if you pitch for the Tampa Bay Rays. Apparently that is a big part of that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. We've got listener mail, food picks, all kinds of nonsense and shenanigans. The whole big enchilada, coming your way. And is it real or a deep fake? Is it a deep fake or the real deal? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Later this hour, Password, the word game of the stars. We also will attempt to answer the question, was it a deep fake or the real deal? We'll get to that. We mentioned earlier, we started this hour about Tyler Glasnow of Tampa Bay, and he had a hissy fit, like a big crybaby there, and knocked himself out. But Trevor Bauer, who's likely going to be suspended here, he went on a rant. You saw this, Roberto?
Yeah.
He sent out a video of like a magic trick with the ball in the palm of his hand, stuck to the palm of his hand.
And it was just sweat and rosin.
That's what he claimed. It was sweat and rosin. He also, Trevor Bauer, pointed out that he thinks the real beneficiary of the pending crackdown on all pitchers in baseball who cheat. The big winners are the umpires. That's what Bauer said. He said Major League Baseball just made them judge, jury, and executioner. The Dodger pitcher said if an umpire dislikes a certain play, like there's some pitcher on the Red Sox that Angel Hernandez has upset with, then even if a pitcher has literally nothing on his hand, oops, sorry, 10-game suspension, Bauer says, and there's no way for a player to appeal. How do you argue what's on your hand? There you go. If there's no actually no evidence or whatever, so that's.
Although I agree with you that I don't think Glasnow got hurt because of this, but I do believe there has to be some sort of substance that the pitchers can use, right?
Yeah, they got the rosin. They got the rosin.
Rosin, pine tar, and sunscreen. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, but when they're
playing, the hitter's able to use pine tar, so yeah, but why can't the pitchers
problem.
Use pine
tar? Yeah, because they're using suntan lotion at a game that starts at 7:30 at night. They're using suntan lotion. It's kind of dumb. it's stupid.
It's hot. It was 90 degrees at Dodger Stadium.
And then you go to a game in like Yankee Stadium late in the year, and it's 40 degrees, and they've got the suntan lotion. they're doing their suntan lotion rub down. Jeez. All right, to the phones we go. Raul is in San Francisco. No, he's in jail, actually. Hello, Raul there. What's going on, Raul?
Wait, who's in jail? What the hell?
I heard former baseball player Raul Mondesi got in. He became a politician in his native country, and I believe he was part of political corruption. Last I heard, he was facing jail. I think he got sentenced. I believe he went to jail. Yeah.
Sentenced to 8 years in prison.
Yeah, 8 years in prison. By the way, fun story. So when I started covering the Dodgers, Mondy was a rookie, and we were like buddies. We were like buddy, but I followed him. You know, he played for a bunch of different teams and all that stuff. But he's in jail in where? In the Dominican Republic, right?
Yeah, he became the mayor of San Cristobal, and then he served a 6-year term. And then in 2017, he was sentenced to 8 years on corruption charges.
Wow. He was taking, paying out bribes and getting bribes.
Sounds like
and...
somebody who hung out with Maller.
Hey, shut up, Eddie. Shut up, Eddie. He's a good man, Mondy.
Yeah, criminal.
Good man.
Well, I'm going to crack a White Claw for him real quick. There you go. So I just drove like 85 miles an hour from San Francisco to San Mateo County just so I could get here and make sure I wasn't on speakerphone. And I'm also out of breath because I ran my fat ass up the stairs. Sorry if I can't cuss.
How fat are you, Ro? How big are you?
No, I'm actually not fat.
Oh, yeah. Because that guy hollering James looks like a bowling ball. The guy that calls up from Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm more like the bowling pin. You know, it got a little bit of chub at the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Anyway, so I just wanted to say, one, Roberto, why didn't you listen to my song that I sent you on Twitter? Anyway, the Giants, though. best team in the world.
You're laughing because you know it's not going to last. Enjoy it. I mean, you should enjoy it. The Giants have played much better than it's supposed to be.
At this rate, we should be getting the World Series trophy, right? Because I mean, it's that kind of season, you know.
Yes, well, that's
great. The Dodgers got one.
Well,
you know, the fan base that is the founder of the Wambulance.
Wow, look at you, bitter. Look at this guy, Roberto, coming in here talking
what
trash.
What are you bitter about?
You understand?
Just enjoy. Wait, remember, Seager, Bellinger, and Muncy—they're not all playing, so
not recently. Listen, the Giants haven't. Haven't won in a long time. Okay,
it'll be another 54 years before they win again.
It's over. It's over for the Giants.
I'm going to go ahead and roll a blunt to the early kick-assness of the Giants.
Yeah,
and you can keep on wishing and praying you guys actually get a real season win.
Yeah. Well, there is a rule in baseball. Whoever's in first place on June 16th wins the World Series. So congratulations.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you go.
All right, thank you. All right, go and sounds like you're going to enjoy your night. Wonderful. All right, Ben Maller, I did want to thank Jerome. Bringing home Jerome, he was in L.A. Recently. Since I couldn't bring you some Kansas City barbecue, he sent some barbecue sauce and some seasoning from the famous, a couple of famous locations in Kansas City known for barbecue. So thank you, Jerome, and I will share the barbecue with the guys, the barbecue sauce. So way to go. Appreciate that. says both are great, depending on what you like. He also says, Roberto, please accept this Chiefs Super Bowl championship banner. He sent you a Chiefs Super Bowl
championship. Thank you. I will burn it as soon as I get home.
He says, I wanted you to have it. Will probably be a while before you will have one with your team. All right. Very nice. A lot of trash talk there. But thank you, Jerome. Very kind. I know you were on hold earlier. We didn't get you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Interesting video. There was some footage that has popped up on social media, and it shows Cam Newton playing quarterback, and not playing quarterback well, mind you. Cam Newton having all kinds of issues at Patriots practice while Mac Jones is looking amazing. And so some of you are like, was that legitimate? Was this somehow, is this a deep fake? But the video showing Cam Newton looking like he should be selling insurance somewhere and not playing quarterback in the NFL, essentially picking up where he left off. No, it's, these things are very, very difficult because it's possible. It's how you edit. Anyone's worked in video and or audio for that matter. Like these guys play out of context audio from things I say all the time. But you can edit things to make it appear like it's something it's not. So yeah, see more.
Can I see your balls, sir? I'd like to see.
See, that's out of context. That's a Tom Brady, Bill Belichick comment from back in the day talking about the balls. We've had a lot of ball stories over the years. We've discussed the rotation of the balls, the air pressure of the balls. Anyway,
I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. Yeah. I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
Yeah, so I don't know whether that's legit or not. I got to see more. But Cam did look terrible last year. We all know that. The fact that the Patriots brought him back is a head-scratcher. Speaking of the Patriots, we got some real family drama-o-rama with former Patriot Vince Wilfork. Did you see this, Eddie? You did not?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Report out of something called the Galveston Daily News says that the son of the former Patriot has been, apparently he's been arrested, Eddie. He stole the Super Bowl rings from his dad. What's up with that?
Wow, that's a good sign right there.
Yeah, this happened back in May. Wilfork had reported several items of jewelry, including two of his Patriot championship rings, a couple of AFC championship rings, college football championship ring. Wait, I had a lot of rings. They were all missing. And the complaint said that he was missing expensive necklaces, bracelets, earrings, Super Bowl rings, all over $300,000. And his kid was charged with stealing a Super Bowl ring. Well, that's not a good sign. Well, I must be having some issues there, huh? Got to be like drugs or something.
I was going to say, yeah. I need some drug money.
A lot of people with the drugs, they keep taking stuff.
Well, aren't the Super Bowl rings his?
Well, they would be the kids eventually when I would assume they'd get passed down as like family heirlooms, right? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, well, that's a mess. Well, that sucks. Vince Wilfork. I love when Wilfork showed up with the overalls on. That was a good look. And the cowboy hat with the Texans. That was a good look. Now, we're going to have password coming up. Let's go to Marcel in Brooklyn, though. Hello, Marcel. A little food pick action. Hello, Marcel.
Let's get into it. A new dawn, a new day, that is. So, Mallard Militia, let's get into it. And in for Justin in Cincinnati on Mondays and Fridays, we have Rob in the Sin City, who joins me now from Wednesdays, that is. Good morning, sir. What is your food pick from last night?
Thanks, Marcel. Hey, Roberto, real quick. Roberto.
Yeah.
Last night I made your enchiladas delicious.
Oh, awesome, man. Good job.
Actually, that is not the good choice for enchiladas.
That wasn't my pick.
Hey, Marcel, it's a great pick,
that
Marcel.
That wasn't my pick.
Rob, you're only allowed to mention one food dish. That's only one at a time. Marcel does not want you to give two food picks. Bad job by you.
That's right.
My food
That's
pick
right. That's
is a German-style bratwurst and a chocolate cannoli with a cyanide glaze.
Oh, come on. That's not the good choice. But thank you, Rob.
F minus.
F minus. Thank you. Straight to the boys now. Ben, what you got?
Yeah. All right. Let me see here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Mix, match.
Big money. Pizza.
Okay. That's one of the good choice. I'll have that for the mixed match for you.
Oh, I get a mixed match. He said I got
a mixed match for you coming up.
He said he's got the mixed match coming up.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's just tater tot.
You had tater tots.
I know. That's the thing.
Eddie, you made your guess.
Let's play food picks.
I'm going to say that he had a fat Texas sandwich from Fat Sal's courtesy of Rob in Vegas. Delicious.
Ooh, a delicious sandwich. Yeah. A wonderful sandwich.
Oh, my.
Did you have that, Marcel?
What is it? The Big Fat Texas? Yes.
He had it. He said he had it.
That's a winner.
That's good. No, that's not the good choices for that.
Okay, bad job by you,
that was
Eddie.
A very good
Roberto,
choice.
Roberto, yeah,
what do you got?
What do you got?
No, what do you got? Don't lie to me.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I never
lied.
Go
ahead. What do you got?
I'm gonna say you had salsa and beer last night, so you had Guadalajara fajitas.
Oh, Guadalajara fajitas.
Yeah.
Well said, Marcel. Well
Guadalajara
said,
fajitas.
Wordsmith. Koopaloo.
What do you got, Koopaloo?
What's my grade?
We're actually gonna go with a theme here. Marcel, I believe last night that you had a asada quesadilla.
Wow.
Ooh. Ouch. That's not the good choice.
All right.
Failures instead.
Reveal answers. Failures instead. Reveal answers. Let's find out what Marcel had. Everyone's dying to know what Marcel had for dinner.
Especially for the dinner from last night. From this yesterday, including lunch, Ben, our food pick for the two of us, it will be pizza.
Yeah, that's a winner.
The Hot Pockets one.
Hot Pockets.
That's authentic Italian pizza.
That's not pizza. That's not pizza. That's a hot pocket.
That's not pizza.
No, you're
wrong.
You actually lose.
That's
man.
Not pizza.
Hot pocket pizza.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's the pepperoni pizza hot pocket.
No, it's not.
I've seen that.
I like that, Ben. I like that.
Yeah, see that? We're on the same
the
page.
Golden stick is on you.
That's right.
The golden stick is on mine, too.
Now, Marcel, have you had the Philly cheesesteak hot pocket? I recommend that one as well.
Hey.
Not what? What?
The Philly cheesesteak hot pockets, it's really tasty. I've never been tasted quite like this before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah. All right, but very That's good not... there, Marcel.
Hey, I got the announcer for you and the listeners who are on Fox Sports Radio is coming your way.
All right, introduce Cowboy real quick. Say, hey, now coming up, Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario.
Well, I'll have to say it. Directly from the Canadian side of Ontario, including home of Ottawa and Toronto, here is Cowboy John for his corner. Take it away, sir.
Thank you, Marcel. Hey, Vince Wilfork, when you find your son, just sit on him, okay? And Tony Fincher, who was a 6 days of Detroit kids cartoon show host, is 87 today. I met him on a Windsor bus 37 years ago today.
Ooh. And where are the white
major
women
leaguer
at?
And
who?
Detroit native Ron LaFleur, 73. Jonathan Broxton, 37. And happy 70th birthday to Manos de Piedra, the great Roberto Duran. And yesterday, Wade Boggs was 63. The French Courtney Cox, 57. And Ruby Nash Garnett, who had a number one hit with Our Day Won't Come in 63.
Never heard of
him. And 25 years ago yesterday, the great Ella Fitzgerald, who was about my mother's age, died. 30 years ago yesterday, tens of thousands of people perished in the Philippines when Mike...
I have lipstick on right
Cooper,
now.
Yeah,
I took it off.
And let's see. Rest in peace, Ned Beatty of Deliverance. And the Tigers beat the World 43 yesterday, which is a lot different from what they did 35
Who
years
are you?
Ago yesterday when the World stomped in 21-7.
All right, wrap
but
it up.
The next day, Mark Fitter shut out the world.
Hey, Google.
Bucks and Bonds and Back Cowboys.
My Cowboy taking a shot at Vince Wilfork.
My right hand was getting a workout.
Didn't see that one coming. I mean, kicking a guy when he's down. Kids apparently stole his Super Bowl rings. Jeez.
Now, but Ben, before we move on here, real quick.
We have password.
I'm hearing that we're gonna have this octagon tomorrow, the Battle of the Queens.
Is it tomorrow? Is that right?
That's what I'm hearing. So first hour, right?
Okay. Let me know. I'll schedule. Every time I schedule these things, somebody doesn't show up. So.
Battle of the Queens.
it's a Phylexis, America's favorite drag queen caller, and Queen Roxanne.
I have confirmation from both sides.
Okay, this is important because we are judges. We're going to score the fight. We'll check the CompuBox stats. And then also we have...
It's great getting porn, I'm telling you.
The vote of the people. So there's a couple ways you can win. You can win on the punch stats. You can win on our show here, the judges in studio, or the vote of the people. So we'll have the verbal octagon the first hour. And you got to hear the podcast today. Last hour,
I heard it earlier, and it's great audio.
Yeah, we took a call from a listener in Wisconsin who had been on hold for a while, and he was watching a very. couple of people who were trying to produce a child, apparently. And yeah. And Jimmy from Maine, I cannot give your wife and you a shout out. I must say, I don't care that it's your ninth anniversary, but I am not a morning zoo show. We cannot do that. We'll have a very quick edition of Password, the word game of the star. Sorry, Jimmy from Maine. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
It's too much masturbation, the problem here.
Was that Blair? Maybe it was Blair they're calling it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show's not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. Password, the word game of the stars, made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. Jacob from Japan says Marcel's food picks. He's starting to use the pump fake on the mix matches. The segment is an emotional roller coaster. It really is. It really is an emotional roller coaster. Anyway, we move on. We got Password, the word game of the stars. Let's play the game right now. Mason the Millennial in the Bay Area. Hello, Mason, quickly.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
All right, you're going to play Mason, and we have Johnny Wad. Hello, Johnny Wad.
How are you, pal? How are you?
Hanging out there? In Boston. Yes, we are alive and well, Johnny Wad. Well, but gentlemen, you're both on the air. It's Password. Mason, pick your partner.
Oops.
Coop, all right, Coop and Mason and Johnny Wad, who would you like to partner up with?
Ben, we've always had a good connection. Let's go with that.
All right, we're going to win the game. There's no way we can lose to Mason the Millennial and Coop. Come on. Let's play the game. Mason, you were on first. Pick a number 1 to 10,
five.
Please. Number 5. Coopaloop, number 5.
All right, let's go with...
No proper names, Coop.
Right, yeah. Let's go with... Panini.
Bread.
Oh, God.
In your face. All right. Let's see. I think I can say this. You can say that. All right. You said, Roberto said yes. He said yes.
No, wait.
Well, he said, I just asked him. He said yes.
What did you ask?
If I could say it. He said I could say it.
Now, what'd you say?
No, that's... No! You can't say that!
All right, let's see. Meat. He said bread, I say meat. Put them together.
So we're going with panini and meat?
Yeah. Come on!
Taco? Taco.
Oh, my God!
I got it.
Hold on. Mason, hold on.
Sandwich.
Yeah!
I was denied my clue that I was going to
give. You can't say
PB&J? I wasn't going to say PB&J. I was going to say P&J. I was going to say that. I should be allowed to say.
Oh, you lost, Ben.
It was a one game. It was a terrible one name game.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast
is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.